17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Whatever you're doing, what you need to stop doing. Anybody ever told on you, Pastor? Been told on by the best. Was it true? Some of it. You don't know what to say, do you? How about you? Was it true? Let's go. Number six. What was number five? They told on you. Okay. Now, I mean, 12-year-olds, they into this stuff right now. So you grown people, this is what you managing this. So you got kids, you got to get them free from this stuff. This is the stuff that time up. They in high school, you thinking they doing good. They got a bunch of this stuff going on. Number six, you didn't keep your promise, didn't keep their promise to you. Hey, bro, you told me that you was gone. But that's what you're saying. You're dealing with a liar. We getting accustomed to liars in America right now. Lying is about, the stock on lying about to go up. I don't know if Moses and them could. He'd come back and Ten Commandments and take lying off the chart. Too late, he can't take it off. You know when Moses was in the Ten Commandments? Hold on a minute. 9, New Revised Edition. No, he ain't changed. Tell your neighbor, say, God hadn't changed nothing. And y'all heard him on TV, you know, as they deal with President Obama. Well, lying, you know, it's not illegal to lie. You know, it's not illegal to lie. It's not illegal to lie in the press. America say, it's not? No, you can legally lie unless you're under oath and perjuring in court. You can lie on paper. What? Yeah, that's like a year old. That all got changed. You just lied in the paper. It don't have to be true. All the top people do it. They do it. It's been stamped. They done stamped it. Now we got to tell our kids, no. Oh, yeah, it's all around. Lying. Oh, yeah. But let me go on. All right, they didn't keep the promise to you. Number seven, they left you. They left you. What do you mean they left me? They left you. They broke up. They got another girlfriend, not you. You're done. They told you, I'm done. Or she told you, I'm done, man. Don't call me no more. Don't call me. Me and you over. Unless you can't have me, you don't have nobody. Oh, no, Junior. No, Junior. Her got a daddy. No, ain't going to be like that, though, Junior. Turn to your neighbor and say, they left you. People have a right to leave you. They don't have to stay your friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife. They don't have to. They are not your prisoner. They don't have to stay dealing with you. You don't have no people. God got people. Even if they have your name, you don't own them. Quit tripping. You don't own no people. You don't treat them right. And you don't do what you're supposed to do. They can leave. They can leave you with your God-conscious self. You're not God. You serve him. But no, you're going to make them a prisoner to your emotional constraint. You're going to tell all their friends and everything. Yeah, you know she did me wrong. Don't nobody want to hear that. She done already told them what a jerk you are. Get over it. Get your Bible out, read it, and release them and let it go. I got to go. I got to go. Okay, so that what number is that? All right, take a deep breath. you'll never be able to say you didn't hear it. It can't get no more grassroots than this. It's in red writing in the Bible. Jesus is talking about this. God is waiting with open arms to accept you back with your dysfunctional self. He the one made these promises to change you and make your life better. Not other people. Don't go to where and try to find you a female prisoner or male prisoner, you know. People be like that. That's not man-made. That's his fallen sin, his demented fallen sin nature to control another human being. Amen. God didn't give you no right to control people's life. Amen. Amen. She love you. That's it, with the love of God. Tell him I'm busy. That might be my phone. My phone up here. All right. What number is that? Number 8. They left you, okay. They left you, okay. I would have been through, but somebody was up here telling a story about a boxer throwing the towel or something in. And then the Hops family came in. But we good. We in time, amen. We good. So they left you. But I got to get how to get over it. I mean, all of this stuff. How many of you thought about some people you know that just stood out? They're going through it. Some people don't let go real easy. You leave them, it takes about 3 years to leave them. I mean, you had to have been gone 3 years, they haven't let go. 3 years, they haven't let go. I'm going to show you how to let go quickly. It's a mindset. Because your heart right toward God, God will replace them. God will replace relationships. And you can love the ones that left you, and he'll replace them. You can love them, just love them. You just can't be with them. Say, yeah, babe, I love you. I just can't be with you. That's usually women talking to the guys. I don't know. It can be either way, you know. But God will replace them. Because you picked them while you were in a prodigal state. You're in a prodigal state. You're going to pick the wrong guy. The guy was just supposed to help you. You weren't supposed to marry him. Let me go on. Get it going on, man. I'll tell you, amen, amen. It made me think of an O.J. song. What O.J. song? She used to be my girl. Some of y'all don't even know those songs, dude. She used to be my girl. What happened, man? What? And then they tell all the story, amen. All right, number 8, they stole from you. I tell you, I can put up with a lot of stuff. I want nobody stealing from me. You got to put up with all of it. You want victory, the kind God gives, you're going to walk through all this stuff. Amen. Amen. I remember I had an apartment when I was when I was rolling in the money one time, when I was rolling real heavy. New Cadillac, everything. I ain't no way to stay. Got this apartment. Guy came over, he was talking with me. Got to know him. Broke in my apartment the next night. Same guy. He broke in my apartment, man. I had all kind of stuff, man. Rabbit coats, all kind of stuff while I was rolling. I was safe. And parking my Cadillac right there by the window, close by where you get by. He broke in, stole my stuff. He couldn't get everything because, you know, he was an inexperienced, ill-financed thief. He wasn't a Stephen Ray. But just the fact that he violated my space, amen. So they stole from me. Somebody stole from me. Your ring, your jewelry. How you know all this, Pastor? It happens to people. But it's not that. That happens all the time to a lot of people. But it's your recovery. It's your recovery. Some of you, I mean, it could send you in a state of shock. You have a certain amount of money you don't usually have, and somebody steal half of it some kind of way. I mean, folk be ready to blow up the bank over a misplaced $100 bill. So, number 8, they stole from it. Somebody stole. I know who got it. And then somebody, one of your friends come up. I know who got your stuff, man. I know who got it. Who got it? Who got it? Well, you know, they said so-and-so. He came by so-and-so. It's what you call it. How y'all know it's him? It's him. Believe me, because that's what he do. That's what. You think about how you gonna get it back and stuff like. Let it go. Number nine. They owe you money. They owe you money. But that's number one, isn't it? I know it's number nine too. It's number nine too. They owe you money. It's a double play. It's a repeat. They owe you money. I tell you. Number one is they owe you money. Number nine, they owe you money. You got to forgive because it'll come back. This one, you'll see it over and over. And number 10, have y'all been blessed? Then we've had a good time. Number 10 is they offended you. They offended you. They offended you. Now, this is an area, a dangerous area, like for preachers, because a lot of times we'll be preaching on stuff, you know, and people will get offended. You hit their button where they're at, and you don't even know it. You don't know their business. I don't know your business in your life like that. That's God. And you say, well, Pastor, that, you know, you're right down my street. I don't know where you live. I don't know your business like that. I don't know your business like that. And then when you, a lot of times you get to preaching, and you preach to the liars, you leave out the thieves. So you can't do it that way. Are you following me? If you're going to preach to the sinners, you got to cover all the sins. So you got to let people help to work their way through stuff that happened to them. Are you following me? And whatever they're basically doing, God, the Spirit of God will speak to it and get you out of it. But you've got to get in fellowship with God to get him to guide you out of what you're having your challenges with. Do I need to say that again? To get you out of what you're having challenges with, you've got to get your fellowship where you're hearing his voice. He'll show you things about it you wouldn't see. But if you're out of fellowship, you can't hear his voice to know. So being offended, many times people get offended because you don't know them. You don't, they're sensitive about certain things. You know, now they have like church hurt. How you going to church and get hurt? Somebody didn't say something the way you want them to say it. You ain't mad at the church, you mad at God. Church ain't saying nothing. It's this word. It's gonna correct us. It's gonna check you. Whom the Lord loveth, he chastens many times. God, check you. So in any case, that term, being offended, many people get offended. And I tell those in the ministry, I can tell when people get offended. I can pick it up. It's a spirit to it. It's a spirit. Come on, you know, a lot of times people, they don't know it's happening, but because you meet them and they're friendly, all of a sudden, they go into a whole different mode. And it's just a spirit that wraps around you. You've been offended. And sometimes when you ask them about it, oh, no, I'm good. I'm good, Reb. I'm good, Reb. I ain't bothered with that. I know you ain't gave like you used to give. Is it the money? You know, is it you don't like the BMW I bought? Or is it, what is it? You know, it could be anything. It's just stupid because it come from the devil. I said it come from the devil. Can you get a witness? Did you get a new BMW, Pastor? No. But when I have, look new. I don't think anything could bother you. It don't matter. The devil don't care what stupid stuff lie he could tell you. He'll tell you one. Long as you'll bite on it. Because it's customized for you. He used to be your daddy. So he know what bothered you. I don't like nobody, you know. You need to grow up and mature. Here's how you get over it. Close my Bible. This is one of the greatest principles. And you read it in Mark 11, 23, 24. When you, like the prodigal son, when he went back to his father, his action of going back, his action spoke. He's going back home. Well, it's not your action because, you know, you're not going back home, but you get going back to the fellowship of your relationship with God. Are you following me? So what has to happen is you have to forgive as an act of your will. See, it's your will. When you, some of the stuff I mentioned that you thought about kind of make you mad all over again, don't you? You thought about who you loaned that money to, and they gave you that money back. 2 years later, they have me, and they didn't even call you back. You have to say, Father, as an act of my will, I choose to forgive. You can't wait on your feelings. The devil already knew how you were going to feel. He know how you are about money, about being left, about being ignored. He already know. You done told him. He trained you. He was your daddy before you got saved. He know what bothers you. Just like your wife or your husband, they know what bothers you. They know the area you need to grow in, and you need to grow. You say, Father, I forgive them as an act of my will. Father, if she left me, she's a free moral agent. I forgive her. As an act of my will, I hold no unforgiveness against her. You have to say it. Or your heart is going to keep feeding you things that's wrong with her and how she did it wrong. You have to do that. I forgive as an act of my will. You must do it by your will. Your feelings follow your will. Say it again. Your feelings follow your will. When you set your will, your feelings will say, oh, okay, we're going to let them go. We're going to forgive them. Okay, then. All right, let's call them. If you've forgiven them, call them. Well, hey, I ain't talked to them in 2 years. I know it because they owe you money. But go ahead and call. So I just call and check on them and don't mention the money. Do what you haven't been doing. If you don't, you're in unforgiveness. Now, have you been blessed? Okay. You can hold on to it if you want. The devil going to feed you some more. He going to train you to be like that, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, here's what I want you to pray. This. I'm just have a simple prayer. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Now, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here, you are a Christian, you're born again. If you live here, just let me know if you're saved already. You say, I'm a Christian, I'm born again. Amen. Just raise your hand. I don't want you to testify through nothing. Amen. All right. Okay. If you're here while your head's about and your eyes are closed, and you say, Pastor, I'm not a Christian, but I want to give my life to Jesus right now. If that's your prayer, if you just give me a wave right now, I'm just acknowledging your hand. Say, I want to give my life to Jesus right now. Okay. All right. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, God, I believe that Jesus is your son. He died for my sins. He was raised from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. I receive you now, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior. I'm not lost anymore, but I'm born again. Jesus, as my high priest, baptize me with the Holy Spirit, according to your word. With the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit, according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Now, okay, that was for being born again and being baptized with the Holy Ghost. This is for restored fellowship. This is for people who've been born again. You've been born again, but you're out of fellowship. You can be saved and don't feel like you're saved. I just don't feel like reading the Bible no more. Guess why? I also feel like going to church. Well, guess why? You're out of fellowship. Pray this prayer with me if you would. This is a prayer that saved people. You're born again, but you're out of fellowship. Say this prayer with me. Say, Father God, according to your word, 1 John 1 and verse 9 says you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sin. When I confess it unto you, I ask you, Father, to forgive me. I was wrong. You are right. And I receive my forgiveness by faith. Not by feelings, but by faith. I am forgiven. And Father, as an act of my will, I forgive, I release anyone who has sinned, trespassed, or transgressed against me for any reason. I release them now. They are free and I am free. I hold no man in unforgiveness. And I thank you, Father, that my faith and my love flow freely, unhindered, unshaken by any force. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, give the Lord a shout of praise. I'm finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. To all our guests, I ask you to make enough copies so you get a complimentary copy of today's message. Amen. This is life-changing. This is your walk with God. Jesus died for this. Amen. Hallelujah. Which one on that list of 10 was the most popular? Y'all think? What y'all think? Owe Me Money? They lied to me. Sometimes they lie and go along with Owe Me Money. The two of them are like a pair. Isn't God good? Were you blessed this morning? I know my family reunion team. I know y'all has been spent a journey. Amen. But we'll give you a complimentary tape, CD, and while we're eating, we'll get it to you. Thank y'all for getting up early and coming. Amen. I appreciate you. Amen. My God, God's been good. God has more in store for you, but He has to properly align you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody, you in here, you got a loved one. They in the hospital right now. They in the hospital. They're trying to figure out what's going on wrong with them or whatever it is. And they don't, not necessarily in this city, but they in a perishing predicament. They're in the hospital right now. And you may know about it. If that's you, just give me a wave if that's you. It's one of either a dear friend or a loved one. They're in the hospital. Amen. Yes, you get. Okay. All right. Amen. You know, when you come to church, people who, a lot of times, they figure we all in here praying for the people that's not here. And we're supposed to. Hold your hand if you would. Father, we thank you and praise you for your miracle healing power in the name of Jesus. Raise them up off of that bed of affliction. Restore, renew, Father, right now. Every organ, every tissue. Cause it to function normal. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we count it done. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Somebody in here, you got a job issue. It's a don't know job issue. Amen. I don't know if I want to work with these people or not. So that you want to hear from God. You want guidance from God. Just give me a wave if that's you. Say, I need to know if I need to hear from God. Okay. All right. See you, Vicky. Okay. All right. All right. Amen. Hold your hand up. Father, I thank you and praise you for divine guidance, divine wisdom, Father. Show them, manifest. Show them in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. Divine direction. Divine direction. Confirm it, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Confirm it, Lord, by your word. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome, 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 awesome. You in here, you have a serious, serious, serious relationship issue. That means some conclusions and decisions need to be reached in your relationship with somebody. And it doesn't mean it's your husband or your wife, but something has to be decided. And actually, y'all discussed it, and you know it needs to be decided. Just hold your hand up. It's a word for you. Amen. Amen. I don't know your business or your relationship. Amen. And then just hold your hand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, just hold your hand up. I thank you. I thank you. I praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Clarity. Clarity, Lord, in that relationship. Clarity in that relationship, Father, in the name of Jesus. That is clearly understood. What steps are to be taken, that you show it to them, Lord, clearly, without compromise, in Jesus' name. Receive it, say the Lord, receive it. Amen, 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 amen. I tell you, God good, isn't it? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Last but not least, it's your children. Dealing with some issues with your kids. not just one issue. You're dealing with multiple issues, and it could be multiple kids, but it has to do with your children, and it is on the table right now. You have some parental decisions that have to be made about your children. Are you following me? It could be custody in one area. It could be alimony in another. It could be time spent. It could be school stuff. It could be any number of things, but it's a priority in your thinking right now. It's something that's like, it's right here. It's right here. You got to make a decision. Are you with me? And the Spirit of God is showing that, okay, God is here, and he's showing, okay, he knows what's important to you. Just hold your hand up. Amen. I mean, folk, they can look at you, but they won't know. They won't know where it is. Are you with me? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for clarity. We thank you for total clarity, total peace, total manifestation of total victory, Lord. Total victory in that situation, in that relationship with those kids and all that pertains to those children. In the mighty name of Jesus, we count it done. We count it done. Amen. Amen and amen. I got another word. God said for your child, he said, take your child to the doctor and see what that is you're dealing with, and stop letting time go on. There's something you're dealing with your child. Take them to the doctor and find out what is going on with your child. And that, you know, like, you know, parents have, sometimes you're single parent or whatever, and you say, wonder what this is. Why you feel like this? Sometimes kids can't describe stuff. So your word in church is take the child to the hospital, to the doctor, and let the doctor examine your child. Okay, I don't even know who I'm talking to. I'm just telling you, take the child to the doctor. Let the doctor examine your child. Go soon. Don't wait around. Take that baby to the doctor. And let him tell you. You don't know how to pray properly. I'm through. God is good. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. I'm home. Thank you, brethren. We serve a mighty God. Turn to your neighbor and say, we serve a mighty God. Say, no matter what you've been through or going through or what you face, God loves you. And he has not changed his mind about blessing you. And the pastor told you, when you came in here today, you were going to be blessed. So whatever is ahead for your life, God is letting you know of his plans to be a part of it, and for you to win and have victory, and that he'll be glorified. Now that ought to be good for you today. You invested your time and your energy to obey God today, and he does not disappoint. In Jesus' name, believe it, receive it, and go in God. According to the word of God, 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says we walk by faith and not by sight. Hug somebody before you go. We love you. God bless you. Hop family, we love you. Pastor Eric Faulkner, thank you for being with us. Amen, brother. God bless you.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.